Green Bermudas, they call them, and that's a misnomer because we plant so many different varieties. And chives would fall in the same category, but they aren't an onion at all. Completely different flavor.
What about a kind of a vegetable that's green and it's kind of long? You might use it in a soup. It's kind of bristly outside.
Asparagus?
No, it's sort of bristly outside and sticky inside. You probably got some in your freezer now.
Okra?
Okay. And
it does extremely well here.
What different kinds of beans grow around here?
Any kind that you want to plant.
What do you call the, well, say when you want to get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to...
You have to snap them or shell them.
Uh-huh.
Depends on what stage you pick them at and what variety you plant. Some of them won't snap too well. Some of them you'll have to string in the green bean line. Some of them are classified as stringless, so they aren't entirely, but mostly so.
Mm-hmm.
And they snap well.
What's the difference between green beans and string beans or snap beans?
Well, they're all generally the same thing. It's a stage of growth that would be the broadest differential between the various methods of preparing.
Mm-hmm. What about the beans that you shell?
Now, there are some of those green beans that grow flatter and with a more of a tendency toward the type of seed on the order of a lima bean.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't snap worth a darn.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook them in the shells if they're young. If they aren't, Kentucky winter is one of them. If they get very old, you'll have to shell them and just cook the beans.
Mm-hmm.
The shell, the casing loses its flavor and gets too tough and fibrous.
What about butter beans? What's the difference between a butter bean and a lima bean?
It's just a different variety of the lima. You're calling a butter bean the big white one after it's cooked.
Is that what you think of it as?
Yep, that's what they're known as in this area, but they're all lima beans.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the same species.
What kind, you mentioned melons grow around here. What different kinds?
Well, the biggest volume, and this is a pretty heavy production area. There's 100 acres planted across the driveway here. There's 5,000 tons of out there going to waste right now.
What kind of melon?
Those are Colorado rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's an improved version of the Georgia rattlesnake.
That's the kind of
melon? It's watermelon.
Uh-huh.
It's a striped one, white with a green stripe, and the Colorado version is wilt resistant to fusarium wilt. It has a different texture meat. It's redder and a lot tenderer texture than the Georgia rattlesnake.
It's a long?
And a lot darker.
Long watermelon?
It's a long melon. I pick some over there, run 50, 60 pounds,
mm-hmm.
run along regularly. They weren't cultivated but once. And we're just lightly fertilized.
Those are your 100 acres?
A friend of mine has that, and two more patches like it, and plus 60 more is 360 acres. That watermelon run out of his ears. And those damn little old Porter tomatoes, he has 50 acres of those damn things. They've been running him crazy. He had 50 acres of them last year, and he couldn't get enough people to pick them.
What other kinds of melons besides watermelon?